We've been hearing many voices in the debate over military action against Syria, and now we're hearing from Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. In an interview that aired this morning on CBS, Assad told Charlie Rose that there's not a single shred of evidence he used chemical weapons against his own people. And he, like many others, pointed to a previous debate over the use of force by the U.S.
First of all, we have the president, Colin Powell, 10 years ago. When he showed the evidence, it was false, and it was forged.
In a few minutes, we'll look back at that evidence and how it played out in the 2002 debate over going to war against Iraq. But first, a report from the BBC's Jeremy Bowen in Damascus.
Sometimes Damascus doesn't look like a wartime city, but all this is an illusion of normality. Everyone's lives here have been touched by the war. We weren't allowed to film the armed soldiers who mingled with the crowds of shoppers in the old city, on patrol and at checkpoints. President Assad, in his latest interview, denies he ordered a chemical attack. Not many here thought the Americans would accept that.
This is for stomach, for allergy.
Abdulrahman Mansour's family has been selling traditional medicine in the old city for 200 years. He lives near a military airport. His bags are packed, as he expects it to be an American target.
If America killed people, civilian people, it's terrorist. If United Kingdom killed civilian people, it's terrorist.
What if President Assad killed civilian people?
I don't know. I don't know. You know.
In the cafes, they know that the American Secretary of State is touring Europe, looking for support for U.S. action against the Assad regime.
He has no right to shoot. For what? For what?
Well, he says that Assad ordered an attack with chemical weapons.
No. There is no... Wait for the United Nations observers. What happened in Iraq? What happened in Libya? What happened? Is there a democracy? Is that his democracy?
In the gold souk, the TV was showing the latest fighting in Maloula, a Christian village near Damascus, under attack from anti-Assad al-Qaeda sympathisers. Every few minutes, women were selling jewellery. The gold trade is a barometer of trouble.
How's business?
Business?
Business, good?
Good. Very good.
Abu Jacques, the gold dealer, said people sold gold if they needed cash to live and bought it if they were leaving for Jordan, Lebanon or Saudi Arabia. Either way, he makes a profit. And everyone here wonders what comes next. There's a range of possibilities. If the Americans attack and it's big, that could give the armed rebels the edge they've never had. A small attack would allow the regime to claim a moral victory. No attack at all would also have an impact because it would change America's standing in the region. Whatever happens, American intervention in the war here pushes it into new and unknown territory.
The BBC's Jeremy Bowen reporting from Damascus.